On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
4,500 jobs are at risk across the UK as William Hill announces plans to shut 700 high street stores. The betting group warns a large number of redundancies are expected. It's blaming the government's decision to change the laws around fixed odds betting terminals, which Kent MP Tracy Crouch campaigned for. Here's Sky's business correspondent Adam Parsons.
The maximum stake you can have in one of those machines was £100. From the 1st of April, it went down to £2. And William Hill has said it's seen a very significant fall off in the revenue in its shops.
Closures are due to start by the end of this year. We don't know yet which Kent stores will be affected.
KMFM News.
Tory leadership hopeful Jeremy Hunt says he would offer MPs a free vote on whether to lift the ban on fox hunting if he becomes Prime Minister. The practice has been illegal in England and Wales since 2005. Meantime, Boris Johnson says he'll boost police numbers by 20,000 in 3 years if he gets the top job. A baby and two children are among five people taken to hospital following a fire that gutted a caravan in a Kent village. Crews were called to Chegworth Road in Harrietsham near Maidstone late last night. A man and woman are also being treated for the effects of breathing in smoke and burns. A Folkestone woman whose husband travelled to Switzerland to end his life at Dignitas is supporting a debate in Parliament later on assisted dying. Sandra Barclay's partner Andrew had multiple sclerosis and went to the clinic in 2016. Well, assisted dying is against the law in England and Wales, and today's debate in the Commons is the first on the topic in 4 years. Sandra says her husband would have preferred to pass away at home.
It was really peaceful. It was his choice, but it was quite distressing that we had to make the trip to Dignitas, to Switzerland. And if he'd had the chance to sort of end his life here, we could have had longer together.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A main road in Kent has been named this lunchtime among the top 10 most persistently dangerous in the country. Between 2012 and 2017, there were 27 fatal or serious crashes on the A290 between the Thanet Way and the A28. Data shows more than 60% of those involved, pedestrians or cyclists, and almost a quarter happened when a vehicle came off the road. Brian Lawton is from the Road Safety Foundation, which is calling for action.
Making it a government priority is absolutely key. So the A290 is actually on the government Safer Roads Fund list, so that will be getting some investment over the next couple of years to improve its safety. But there are other roads that are just not getting the benefits of funding in the same way, so we're calling for more money from government to make sure that the roads that are persistently higher risk consistently get treated, rather than it being a one-off, as with the Safer Roads Fund.
We've got a link to an interactive map showing the most dangerous roads at kentonline.co.uk. A man's been arrested after the bomb squad were called to two homes on the Kent coast. Air weapons and ammunition were found at properties in Deal and Folkestone. The man, who's in his 50s, has been released while investigations continue. Two more companies have signed up to move into a multi-million pound leisure complex in Ashford. A model railway centre and media firm are the latest tenants to agree contracts for units at Elwick Place. And a piece of Banksy artwork in Kent has been valued at £1 million. The Brexit-inspired piece appeared on the side of a building in Dover in 2017. It shows a workman up a ladder removing one of the stars from the EU flag. Banksy expert John Brandler says it's only valuable all the time it stays in the town, though.
What's reported to be the asking price of £1 million is reasonable, but I think it could cost you three or four times that to transport it, look after it, preserve it, and insure it. So it's actually, in a way, it's a negative value.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Chelsea have appointed former midfielder Frank Lampard as their new manager on a three-year deal. He's left Championship side Derby County to take over at the club, where he spent 13 years as a player. Speaking on their Twitter account earlier, Lampard says it's a dream to return to Stamford Bridge.
Delighted to be back. So many great memories of this place. The new role starts here. I cannot wait to get started. See you soon.
Hashtag welcome home Frank is now trending. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.